Hey there, guys. Welcome to the show. Tory Idiot Box Radio here.
Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tory.
Coming to you live and direct via the internet, pre-recorded, edited.
So I guess it's not quite as live as I'd be hoping for.
But in any case, I hope that you are super well. And if you do want to support the show a little bit more, go to idiotboxradio.com, follow the Patreon link, and you can help me out for as little as $1.50 a month. That's a month, you cheap skates. And that will give you access to getting a shout out at the end of every YouTube episode. But it will also give you access to audiobooks and other bits and pieces as I think of them. In any case, straight on with it. Today is a movie review, and I am very pleased to tell you this. It is a great movie. So, coming out from our friends at Eagle Entertainment, we have got Level 16. I'll put on the really cheap green screen behind me. I have to say that and preempt it now, because every time I put something on the green screen, it looks like crap. But this is not crap at all. I loved it. It was such a beautiful surprise for like a horror thriller movie. It's almost modern day futuristic. There's these girls, they're trapped in this building, but they don't know that they're trapped. They have been told that the outside world is poison and they'll die if they go out into it. And they are monitored by guards and people who watch them around the clock. It's been equated, someone said it's similar to that movie, The Handmaid's Tale. It's nothing like that at all. Basically, Level 16 is quite simply this. They're in a building, it's got 16 levels. When you get to the 16th level, these young girls have been told that they will be able to be adopted by their dream family. I don't know, I've hit level 50 and I'm not up to my dream, but it turns out to not be the case. There is a really weird and horrible twist to it, and these girls are being used for some other purpose altogether, which I won't spoil for you. The acting in it is fantastic. The environment is sparse, but decidedly rightfully so, and the level of suspense and intrigue throughout kept me guessing, kept me watching, and I really liked it. I'm going to give it 8.5 out of 10, quite comfortably. I think it was an absolute rip snorter. I loved it. And I do thoroughly suggest that you guys get it as well. Level 16, sure you can stream it somewhere, but I've got the disc and I do suggest that you add it to your own personal collections as well. Thank you so much for watching. But this may be a short review, but this movie is just, it's awesome. So make sure that you get it. There's great acting, great storytelling, and a really good time for everyone except for people who may be under 15, because there are some upsetting moments and insinuated circumstances throughout. But I don't want to give anything away with this one. It is just too good to be wrecked. And so give Level 16 a shot as soon as you can get your hands onto it, okay? I'm Tory, you're not, and I'll see you next time around, and take care. See you next time.